Welcome to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Here you will find a variety of podcasts from authors, bloggers, and speakers ready to encourage you on your daily journey. I can't wait to get started, and now let's listen to today's show.
This broadcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Hi everyone, and welcome to Peaceful Mom Talk. I'm your host, Mariana Chambers. I'm an author, a mental health counselor, a parenting coach, and a homeschooling mom of three. I'm passionate about helping moms just like you nag less and nurture more, all while building a closer bond with their kids. Let's get started. Hi everyone, it's Mariana here, and today we are going to talk about peacefully parenting through sibling struggles. Now, I have been meaning to do a podcast on sibling relationships for quite a while now, but honestly, each time I thought I had cracked the code on peaceful sibling relationships, something would happen and my kids would prove me wrong. You know, when my first two kids, or when it was just, you know, the older two, they got along beautifully. I mean, they hardly ever argued. They're best friends, even still now. But I was thinking to myself, man, I really must be doing really good, you know, nurturing their sibling relationships. And I was like giving myself a pat on the back, you know. And then my third baby was born, and that just threw a wrench in everything. And she really knocked me off of my pedestal really quickly. And I have to tell you, I no longer consider myself the expert on peaceful sibling relationships. That being said, you know, I realized that my thinking was a bit flawed because no one has really cracked the code on anything in parenting, right? I mean, and should any of us get that cocky, I guarantee something will happen and knock us right off of our pedestal. One thing that I want to point out before we dive into this topic is that there are many, many different variables to every situation. To every sibling relationship, there are tons of different factors that come into play. There's birth order, age differences, personality traits, gender roles. I mean, so many things come into play when it comes to sibling relationships. And there are a lot of great resources out there. In fact, there are some really great podcasts on this very topic right here on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network that you can definitely check out. But for this podcast, what I've done is I've just come up with 8 do's and don'ts that I've learned over the years in parenting peacefully throughout these sibling struggles. So with that being said, let's dive in and get started. The first don't on our list is don't play favorites. Now, I know this is easier said than done, but kids can really pick up on if you favor one child over another. And I'm not necessarily saying that you have a favorite child. You may or you may not. But, you know, sometimes one child tends to get away with more than the other child. That's kind of what I'm referring to here. And kids can pick up on that, and they will definitely fall into the victim role. Like, oh, I'm always getting the punishment. It's not fair. And that can actually cause the sibling relationship to have more of a, you know, strife because, you know, we as parents are playing favorites. I've talked to a lot of moms, and many, many moms admit, you know, actually I do have a favorite child. I relate to one child better than I do the other. Our personalities just get along great. And, you know, I do have a favorite child. And if that's you, I just want to say, you know, don't beat yourself up over that, but really try to pay close attention to how you discipline the child, you know, each child in your family, you know, and try not to, you know, let more slide with one than the other, because that really can harm the sibling relationship. All right, the second thing on our list is do spend one-on-one time with each child. I talk about this a lot because I believe it's really, really effective. You know, spending just mommy and me time with the child. So whether that's, you know, doing a devotional together or, you know, cooking scrambled eggs together in the morning or, you know, spending a little extra time at night, you know, reading to the child or whatever you guys love to do, spending that one-on-one time with your children is crucial. Now, how often you do that probably will depend on how much time you have, you know, whether you work outside the home or not, whether you, you know, have a ton of kids or two kids, or, you know, if you have a newborn versus all your kids are older, you know, lots of different things come into play. So I'm not saying you have to do this, you know, for an hour every day, you know, it's going to look different for your family. But I think just kind of carving out some one-on-one time, ideally at least once a week, with every child and just kind of pouring into them, you know, putting away your distractions, really nurturing that relationship with you and the child is super important, because one of the things that does is it helps the child to feel secure in that relationship with you, and so they're not having to compete for your attention with another sibling. They don't necessarily have to act out to get attention because you're investing that time pouring into them. Number three on our list is don't put a child in the role of parent. Now, here's what I mean when I say that. I catch myself doing this all the time where, you know, one of my kids is upstairs and the other one is downstairs. And I'm like, hey, can you go tell your brother to come down? It's time to get ready to go. And so she marches up the stairs and says, come down here right now. It's time to go. You know, and she's kind of ordering him around, you know, I have basically, you know, put her in the role of parent, so she can boss him around, and that can really lead to a lot of resentment. Or have you ever found yourself saying, go in there and see what's wrong with your sister and, you know, tell her she needs to hush or something. I don't know. I'm just trying to make up something here. You don't ever want to put your child in a role of disciplinarian over another child, because that really imbalances the sibling scales and it can lead to a lot of resentment and entitlement. You know, the other child might feel entitled and they feel like they can boss their sibling around. They feel like they have permission to be pushy or parent them, so to speak. Number four on our list is do encourage and facilitate positive interactions between kids. Now, this one may take some effort depending on, you know, all the other factors that we already talked about, like age and age gap and things like that. But really try to have a lot of bonding opportunities for your kids so they can do things together that, you know, they have to work together as a team and, you know, really work on their bond. A few things that we do, just kind of off the top of my head, at Christmas time, we always let each kid pick out a really special gift for the other child, for the other sibling. So we take that child to the store, you know, just me and the child, and he or she will go around and pick something that he thinks is absolutely fantastic for the other one. And then they wrap the gift themselves, and then on Christmas Eve, they exchange gifts amongst each other. And it's just really sweet to see, you know, oh, you knew this was my favorite character, or, you know, something like that. The other thing that we try to do a lot is we try to affirm, you know, get the children to affirm each other. And so pretty regularly we will, you know, go around the table at dinner and say, you know, what's one thing you appreciate about the other person? And they'll go around and they'll have to say something that they love about or appreciate about their siblings. And that's just really nice to hear. And I think that really helps to strengthen their bond. The next one on our list is a don't, and that is don't jump in and try to solve their disagreements for them. I know that we are so busy as moms and we're pressed for time, and it's just easier to jump in and say, you go over here, you go over there, you know, and just try to like fix it, right? As moms, we like to be fixers. But if we are jumping in and trying to solve their problems for them or fix their disagreements between them, it's really not going to do anything for, number one, teaching them healthy relationships, and number two, for their communication. So sometimes, as hard as it is, we have to kind of sit back and let them figure out things for themselves. If you're always trying to mediate or solve their problems, what's going to happen is they're going to come running to you every time they have a disagreement and say, Mom, she took my toy, or, you know, whatever it is, when ideally they need to be kind of working things out themselves for the majority of incidents, right? Of course, not everyone, but for the majority of them, you want them to be able to problem solve on their own. So going along with that, number six on our list is a do. Do teach your kids how to communicate their feelings with each other. If your kids are always arguing, this works a little bit better with older kids, but it can work the same with younger ones too. What you can do is kind of model for them how to communicate how they're feeling. And I'll give you an example. Recently, my two older kids got into a big argument, which is super rare for them. They hardly ever fight. But they got into a big argument. They were both crying. And, you know, they came and they were like, you know, help. We disagree on this and we're really upset. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe you guys could use I statements to tell the other how you feel. And they're like, I statements? What is that? And I statements are just where you start a sentence with I. So I told my oldest, I said, why don't you go first and just say, I feel, and then tell your brother how you're feeling. And she said something like, I feel really frustrated when you say you're going to play with me, but you don't. And it hurts my feelings, or something like that. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, now it's your turn to tell your sister how you feel. And he said, I feel, and, you know, on we go. And we calmly talked it out. They talked about their feelings and they gave each other a big hug and they were fine, you know. So teaching your child how to communicate in sibling relationships is going to go a long way. Even when they get older and they have a disagreement with a friend or a boss or a spouse, you know, this is a skill that will last them forever and ever. Number seven on our list is a don't, and that is don't forget that each child has their own unique personality. Have you ever worked with somebody or volunteered with somebody or went to school with somebody whose personality just clashed with yours? I mean, it was like oil and water, right? You just didn't go together. You didn't mesh. It's not that you disliked the person, but you just didn't go well together. That can sometimes happen in the sibling relationships. And it can also sometimes happen in the mother-child relationship. So, you know, if you're feeling really frustrated It could be that your children just have clashing personalities, and that's something that, you know, you're really going to have to work with them on. And it's going to take time to learn how to set boundaries and give each other space and, you know, foster those positive interactions and learn how to communicate with each other. Because when you're a family, you're a team and you have to stick together. You know, it's not like you choose your family, you know, God chooses your family. So definitely, you know, be in prayer about that, about your sibling relationships and about how personalities go together. And just know that it's going to take some time, but it's worth pursuing. Number 8 is the last one on our list, and I think it's one of the most important. It is a do, and that is do speak to your kids the way you want them to speak to each other. And I'm going to say that one more time. Speak to your kids the way you want them to speak to each other. And here's what I mean. The other day, I was, upstairs with the kids, and one of my kids snapped at their baby sister and just kind of terse, a little rude, you know. And at first I was like, oh, I cannot believe they said that to her. But then, like, I paused and I was like, I said that exact same thing to her just earlier today. And it really hit me, like, man, they are hearing what I'm saying to them, and they're modeling how I'm speaking. So if you're always, you know, fussing and raising your voice and nagging, you can expect that your children are going to do that to each other because you're their role model. They're going to be like you. So if you want your kids to speak kindly to each other, if you want your kids to compliment each other, if you want your kids to speak in a gentle tone, it starts with you. And trust me, I'm talking to myself here. We have to be the ones that model that gentle speech. We have to model that patience. We have to model that kindness. We have to model self-control. We have to model good communication. Now, I know this is not always easy. And like I always say, there's no such thing as the perfect parent. Maybe you're listening to this today and you're just feeling weighed down with guilt because you know that you haven't been parenting the way that you want to. If that's you, I just want to encourage you and say, you know what? There's no such thing as a perfect parent. There are a million ways to be a good parent, right? And today's a new day. Today can be the day that you make the commitment to work on modeling that good traits, the good qualities that you want to see in your kids. And also just a reminder that this is not something that you can do on your own strength. It's definitely something that is a supernatural thing. You know, when we are aligned with God and His Word and we allow His Holy Spirit to fill us, that's when we produce those kinds of fruits. So I just want you to be encouraged today. Sibling relationships and navigating sibling relationships is not easy. But I know that with God's help and a little determination, you can definitely get through it.
You've been listening to Peaceful Mom Talk with Mariana Chambers. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love it so much if you'd take a moment to leave us a rating and review. It may seem like a small thing, but it really helps. You can also visit us at peacefulmomtalk.com, where you can find out how to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, my blog, and inside my private Facebook group for Christian moms on a peaceful parenting mission. I pray you've been blessed by today's show, and I hope you'll tune in next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show Network. Be sure to connect with the podcaster and join us on social media as well. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Visit our network at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and be sure to subscribe to our weekly e-zine for great offers and specials for our special e-zine subscribers.